welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having a fantastic Friday. We're having a great day down here in Florida. We actually have some really, really nice weather, which is just incredible. Very, very nice. No chemtrails at all. So it's been a great day. Really, some wild articles here. We're going to go in here in a second. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I got some, it's a little bit of sobering stuff I need to talk to the folks about real quick as far as their immune systems. And so whenever you want to get started, we'll jump on that. But it's on the bird flu, and it's some weird stuff that's going on right now in the United States Department of Agriculture has issued a warning. I didn't really want to talk about this very much because I wanted to be really kind of careful with it. But I'd heard this a couple of weeks ago. I heard that we had a bird flu breakout in Tennessee, and I only heard it through some websites, nothing mainstream. And of course, you never hear anything mainstream anymore. Anyhow, they always try to cover everything up. And then today, I got a government listing, and that basically the government is saying that this stuff is here. The bird flu is here, and we need to take a look at this real quick. This is the USDA. They're issuing an update on the highly pathogenic avian influenza in Tennessee. Now, this is a bad one. This is the H7N9. I personally believe all of this stuff is genetically engineered. I'll tell you how they do that in just a minute. But this is not the same as the Chinese H7N9 virus that has impacted poultry, affected humans in Asia. But it is similar. It is a subtype. And so what I did is I pulled it up just on Wikipedia just to take a look at it. And this is a interesting one because it's subtype H7N9. And it has a very high death rate when it gets to human beings. Cases continue to be reported throughout April and then back in 13. And dropped by only a few cases, 144 cases reported, but it had a 46% death rate. 46 had died, so that's a really, really high death rate. And then it was another 96 confirmed deaths of cases in 2014 with 19 deaths, and there was another one with 419 with 7 deaths, and then there was another one about, it's saying basically around 40% have died, and another one with 2,123 total cumulative. So this is a bad one. It's really, really bad, and it's in Tennessee. And so we just have to hope and pray that it's not going to get out. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this. There's a really good professor from Harvard. There are very few of those, by the way. And he actually helped to be he was one of the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act authors of 1989. And he said that what they did back in 89, they made it illegal for these guys to do a lot of this research in the United States, which I don't believe that. I believe they're still doing it at Fort Detrick up there in Maryland, these underground labs they have. But they did a whole bunch of these labs now in Africa. And they're using them in Guyana, in Liberia, in Sierra Leone. And they're biosafety level 4 facilities. I mean, this is like as hardy as it gets as far as making sure people don't die. This is where they conduct their biological warfare work. The CDC and Tulane are there since 1988, and they're working on basically avian bird flu, Ebola, a whole bunch of other genetically modified strains of things that kill people in large, large amounts. The Sierra Leone government actually shut down the Kinnaman lab for a bit, accusing the CIA of fronting this entire pandemic a few years ago with the Ebola problem they had down there. And remember, they're using the USAID, which is the United States Agency for International Development, as a front agency for the CIA. We're basically working again through Fort Detrick and the CDC. So this is a major deal. So we need to pay careful attention on this. Now, I'm not telling you guys to flip out and do whatever you're going to do. I'm not saying that. Here's what I'm saying to do. Get your immune system strong. This is so important. I don't even know how to emphasize this. Get on our probiotics. Get on our D3, K2. Get on our, astragalus. Get on our vitamin C. Get on our potassium iodine and take these products every single day. It's so important to keep your body really, really healthy, especially your colon. Don't allow yourself to get constipated. Make sure your bowels are moving clear. Make sure you keep enough fiber and water in your system all the time. And always make sure you keep a lot of acidophilus in your system, especially if you've been on antibiotics, on any cycles of antibiotics ever. You have to be on an antibiotic. You have to put acidophilus back into your system. We use the ones that are like 50 billion count. I mean, we have huge, huge, huge counts of this stuff that we use in the office, the really high quality stuff. So do yourself a favor. Do your family a favor. Stay really healthy. Make sure you keep your hands washed. If you're in an area where this stuff starts to break out and people start coming down with these different types of viruses, Make sure you stay in your house. Just don't bother going to work if it's that bad in your area, if the CDC gets involved in this. I'm not saying that we're going to have a true outbreak, but they could do a giant false flag around the United States because of this, just to set up the FEMA camps and get them open and get them moving. And yes, that could happen still, even though Donald Trump is president, because if they tell him we have a massive avian flu breakout, he may actually panic and do some things he shouldn't do because he gets false information from these guys in the shadow government and this deep state that are running things. What do you think, Oz?
No, I hadn't heard about it yet. Harrison said something to me earlier, but I hadn't really done any research, so I'm glad you brought that up. We'll just have to stay informed on it, keep doing research on it, and see what it is. But yes, you're absolutely right. That would be a very perfect ploy for the globalists to try and use false information. Remember, even Judge Napolitano already said that on Fox News, that the CIA can leak information, control information he gets, or control information he doesn't get because of how much power it can control these guys have been given now with the black ops and all the other deep state that they're working in. So yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on it and see if this is actually legitimate, if this really is some type of bioweapon, or if this is more just fear-mongering to try and increase vaccines or some type of other crazy vaccine as we've seen before. I'm not sure yet, but we'll definitely keep an eye on it, man.
One more story. Venezuela now has a huge bread and food shortage. We know that because they can't get the raw materials. Their crazy, whacked out government has decided that the bakers in Venezuela are the problem. This is the same thing that Stalin did when he killed all the farmers in Russia, when he took over Russia back in the early 1900s. I mean, this is what they do. They go after the bread makers, they go after the farmers, and then nobody knew how to grow any crops or any wheat or whatever. They blame everything on the people that are trying to earn a living and trying to grow this stuff or even trying to bake this stuff. So now they're basically cracking down on the they're cracking down on the bakers, facing a bread shortage that is spawning massive lines and souring the national mood. The Venezuelan government is responding this week by detaining bakers and seizing establishments. The question here is this. This is, again, what Lenin did. Why are they so stupid? I mean, why in the world, if they put the bakers in jail, do they think anybody's going to know how to bake bread? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. In a press release, the National Superintendent for the Defense of Socioeconomic Rights said that it charged four people and temporarily seized bakeries as the socialistic administration accused bakers of being part of a broad economic war aimed at destabilizing the country. I mean, unbelievable that this is actually happening in Venezuela as the people down there are literally starving. Many of them lost up to 20 pounds already. So it's kind of crazy in Venezuela. So what do you think?
It's very sad. It really is to see that country. I mean, they used to be very, very wealthy, even, I mean, not as wealthy as a lot of the large countries, but still very wealthy from a lot of the oil reserves they have down there. And we've seen this just collapse over the last couple of years. It's been pretty significant and pretty rough on them. But in other news here, that's pretty interesting, again, as far as exciting, to see more and more that we're starting to cut down on this massive overbloated budget. And not just that, we're starting to really, Trump's really starting to come in and say, we're not going to fund these asinine projects you guys have. We're not going to keep dumping billions of dollars into these funds and into the UN and into all these different subsects that don't need any money at all. Mike Mulvaney, President Trump's director of the Office of Management and Budget, had a press conference yesterday to discuss the revolutionary America First budget blueprint and eradication of federal subsidization of environmentalism propaganda. What basically means is one of the most polarizing movements came when he was asked about elimination of funds for climate change research. He said, regarding the question about climate change, I think President Trump has been very straightforward. We're not spending money on that anymore. We consider it to be a complete and total waste of your money to go out and do that. This comes back to the president's business person view of government, which is that if you took this over as a CEO and you look at this on a spreadsheet and go, why do we have all these facilities? Why do we have seven when we could do the job with one or two? Will that save money? And the answer is yes. The Washington establishment has been rocked by proposals to dramatically slash the waste, fraud, and abuse of record-breaking tax hauls, which have they're become so accustomed to, and it showed as Mulvaney dispatched with concerned inquiries about reductions in federal funding for climate change research, public broadcasting, and foreign aid. So they're basically coming in now and saying, we're not going to urinate money anyway more on this weather change. We're going to, I mean, this whole global climate change was a giant scam. Majority of this stuff's a giant scam. I talked to you guys about that yesterday with the UN, how we give them over $10 billion a year, and they have zero accountability where the money goes. We just blindly give them $10 billion. Okay, here you guys go. Here's $10 billion. Don't kill anybody. Don't rape anybody in Africa. You guys do what's right. It's ridiculous, man, and this is exactly what we have to come back to and what we brought up before. If we were in a massive, massive explosion of infrastructure, if the United States had zero debt, if we were the wealthiest non-debted country in the world, I don't have a bit of problem going out, helping other countries, giving billions of dollars away, supporting other countries in foreign aid. When we just hit $20 trillion on our national deficit just the other day now, we have to start looking at this and going, do we really need to be giving Israel $50 billion? Do we really need to be giving the UN $10 billion? Do we need to really be spending $7, $8, $9 billion on climate change? Do we really need to be spending $1.5 billion on PBS? These are all ridiculous amounts of money, insane amounts of money that we're completely and totally frivolously wasting. And as far as I'm concerned, I never got a vote on it, Dad. I don't know about you, but I never got it on a ballot. Do you want to give $10 billion to the UN? Do you want to give $50 billion to Israel? I can't remember the last time I saw that on a ballot and we got the vote on it. So he's really doing at least a good job in this aspect of bringing back a lot of these funds and dialing it down, because as far as I'm concerned, the government is supposed to be by the people, for the people, not this inflated, over-tyrannical government that spends money like hand over fist like they're printing it, because they are. This is what we need to be doing, is cutting a lot of this stuff back. So I'm glad to see we're not going to be spending billions anymore on climate change, which is a total waste of money anyways.
Good oratory there on that, Oz. You know, here's the thing. The insiders are already saying that this budget is DOA, dead on arrival of Washington, because you got to remember, Donald Trump's not a dictator. Donald Trump is the president. He's the executive branch. We have a three-tier government structure that's broken. And the reason for that, special interest groups have come in. The bankers have come in because they're the special interest groups. And they've bribed the senators and the congressmen and the judges to do what they want to do. Now we know, now we find out that Sean Hannity said that the judge who signed the thing against Trump on this last executive order and blocked this importation thing again, that he and Barack Obama were buddies in law school. They used to do drugs. They used to do drugs together. I mean, surprise, surprise. And yep. Just a few days before he signed this ban, he basically met with Obama in Hawaii. I mean, this whole thing is just, you know, you can't even make this crap up. I mean, you know, I read this stuff every day, and very rarely do I ever get to a point where I go, wow, that's hard to believe, because it's also hard to believe. You're kind of like, you become numb to it because we're all trying to deal with normalcy bias. I mean, we were raised in Mayberry, or I was, you know, back here in Auburndale. We had 5,000 people when I was a little kid. We had the Taylor's drugstore downtown with a little soda fountain. We used to go there and get hamburgers all the time and, you know, milkshakes all the time, and you could not lock your doors at night, and everything was safe, and, you know, we were just a safe country. And this is back in the 50s. And then all of a sudden it just all went to pop when the globalists and the communists came in. They decided to infiltrate us with Cloward and Piven and all of the social welfare programs and Lyndon B. Johnson's Great Society program, who was probably one of the worst, if not one of the most corrupt presidents in the history of the United States. He was absolutely horrific, by the way. And so then we start hearing more and more about what's going on with the government, how Trump's trying to do this and Trump's trying to do that. The problem is, like Reagan said, he doesn't have line item veto as the United States president. He can't just go into these bills after they've been passed for his signature and mark stuff out. He can't do that. If he could do that, he could get things done. But these congressmen and these senators are beholden to their special interest groups, who continually give them millions and millions and millions, if not billions of dollars in the aggregate over the years, in campaign donations. That's the problem. I mean, every senator should have no more than 2 terms, max. Every congressman no more than 6 terms, would be 12 years, max. So that's it. Probably 8 years. But these guys like McCain that have been there for decades, oh my gosh, decades. Are you kidding me? They get so corrupt and so greedy and so powerful, it becomes ridiculous. I remember Dave Hodges and I were talking the other night for about an hour, and John McCain was directly involved in trying to seize their land in Arizona a few years ago, saying that it was in proximity of a military base when they wanted to put a, you know, some type of sort of highway system through it or whatever they were doing it for the system coming out of Mexico to run all the food into the United States. I mean, and they basically had to go to court. And then people were shooting over Dave Hodges' house in the middle of the night with guns over his house when he was spearheading this, which got him involved in writing books and not writing books, but writing articles and doing radio shows because he was telling the people the truth. That's how Dave Hodges got started, because they basically just tried to lay down a whole neighborhood and just basically declare it, bulldoze it, and just force everybody out and not even pay them the property value. It's unbelievable what McCain tried to do. He's that bad. Now, the next subject I want to talk about is one of those things I don't like talking about. And here's why. And let me qualify this first. Some of the finest people I know are Catholics. I'm just going to say that. And they love Jesus. And many of these Catholics, in my opinion, have been born again. They don't follow the basic Catholic dogma, doctrine, etc. They were just raised in the Catholic Church, and they like the tradition, etc. Now, we've had a lot of discussions, me and the Catholic friends, about why in the world they support certain things. I'm not worried about all of that, because here's the thing. If they're born again and they've accepted Jesus Christ into their heart and they prayed him in through the sinner's prayer, I consider them to be saved. I question them always because of the problems associated with the Catholic Church, especially with the gun, not the gun running, but the money laundering through the Vatican Bank and what's going on with these priests. Now, I'm going to read you a little article here that's going to go into some detail with this, but I want to kind of qualify that article before I start reading this, because this is some really awful stuff about Catholics. And I'm going to say this again. Not all Catholics are like this. Not all Catholics believe this. But the reality is, since the early 60s, when the, actually been back in the 50s, when the Vatican and the Catholic Church was infiltrated via the, how should I say this, the Masonic lodges running Operation Gladio over in Europe, it's really gone downhill. And that's the big problem that, Mel Gibson had. He doesn't like that what happened in the Vatican back in the middle 60s, and a lot of people don't. And so reality is this. Just because you're Catholic doesn't mean you're not saved, but just because you are Catholic, you need to be asking yourself a question again. I'm going to say this at the, hopefully not offending you too bad. If you're giving money to the Catholic Church every single month, do you realize that you're subsidizing their payoffs to the families of these little boys these priests have raped? Now, just think about that for a second. Is that where your money really needs to go? But that's up to you. But I'm not going to meddle anymore. Let me read you this article. This is interesting. This is by Michael Schneider. I interviewed him on the Power Hour. I'm going to have to get him over here to my show and get him on my show, because he's a great writer. He goes, we aren't supposed to talk about what goes on behind closed doors when the cameras are off and the public can't see what is happening. There is corruption in virtually every large organization, but those that hold themselves out as spiritual leaders need to understand that they are going to be held to a higher standard than everyone else. And when these spiritual leaders greatly violate the trust that public has put in them, the fallout can be absolutely devastating. In this article, you're going to read a lot about the Catholic Church. Many people know the Catholic priests are supposed to be celibate, but most people also know this is not often the case. But what some of these priests in Italy have been involved in is shaking the Vatican to the core. The following comes from the USA Today, quote, block quotes. Lurid accusations of priests involved in sex orgies, porn videos, and prostitution have emerged from several parishes in Italy, sending shockwaves all the way to the Vatican and challenging the high standards that Pope Francis demands of the clergy. Remember, Pope Francis is the Jesuit who sent hundreds of thousands of people to their death in Operation Condor, you working for the CIA in Argentina. In the southern city of Naples, for example, a priest was recently suspended from the parish of Santa Maria over claims he held gay orgies and used internet sites to recruit potential partners whom he paid for sex. I mean, this is some crazy stuff, but this is all coming out now. Another Catholic priest is being accused of having up to 30 different lovers. In a modern-day city of Padua, a 48-year-old priest, the Reverend Andrea Contin, is facing defrocking as well as judicial proceedings amid accusations he had up to 30 lovers, some of whom he took to swingers resorts in France. He's accused of farming out some of his lovers to men on wife-swapping websites. He always carried a briefcase full of vibrators, other stuff. I'm not going to talk about that. According to one of the other people on their statements, she has also accused Mr. Contin of encouraging her to have sexual relations with an animal. This is crazy. And the Vatican, a significant number of gay prelates and other gay clerics are in positions of great authority. They may not act as a collective, but are aware of the other's existence and homosexuality is officially condemned, though up to 60% of Catholic priests are gay. Now guys, that's unbelievable. Up to 60% are gay. Now, I'm going to say this again. If you're a Catholic and you're not okay with this, you need to let your parish know that you're not okay with this. The Catholic Church is one of the richest organizations in the world. They're one of the largest landholders in the world. They ran the entire planet, pretty much, as far as the Western civilization, for 1,000 years. I mean, these guys are wealthy beyond belief. And what they've done with the Vatican Bank and the running of the money for the CIA and the profits they've extracted from that are in the hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars. So if you're continuing to give money to that Catholic Church or to your Catholic Church, thinking that it's not subsidizing all of this other activity, you need to reevaluate that, because always remember something. Money is fungible, which means if you give money in one parish, that means they'll have money in another parish because you gave money in this parish to pay off these children's parents and these children who've been raped by these Catholic priests of up to 60% are gay. Now, I did a show a few years ago, and I said up to 50% of these guys are gay, and apparently now the statistics are out, up to 60% of these guys are gay. So this is some crazy stuff. So, but ask yourself a question. Now, I'm not telling you what to do. I don't do that. I don't try to tell people what to do anymore. I'm too old for that. I just try to tell them what the consequences are. The consequences are this. You give them money at your parish or your church, they can now use money from another parish or another church to do illicit behaviors. This guy was promoting bestiality, had 30 different lovers. Many of them have homosexual websites that they're going to. I mean, none of this is okay. This is some sick, sick stuff, because the upper levels of the Vatican Church, as far as I'm concerned now, because of what I just read you, have been compromised, especially with the current Pope. And the compromise of this Vatican group has basically cost a lot of children, has caused a lot of pain for a lot of children because of what's happened to these kids. A lot of these guys are no longer Catholic priests. They become satanic worshipers. They become part of that group that's worshiping the serpent god. They become the Kabbalists. They become these guys because they basically have flipped, and they are now serving the dark side, and they're masquerading as a priest. Anybody who does the things that these guys are accused of doing, there were so many women came forward with this one priest. He started denying all the accusations. Finally, so many came forward, he finally started admitting that it was all true. So guys, this is a mess. This is a massive mess. It needs to be fixed. And these guys can't be put into a position of authority and given the ability to lead this many people into a church situation and ruin them like this. Now, Austin and I have been to many churches in Europe. We've even attended a few Catholic masses in cities that did not have Protestant masses. And the sad part about it is the vast majority of these huge cathedrals in Europe, whenever they have services, sit empty. You know, you may have 10% capability in there, maybe 5% just in a few front rows or scattered throughout this giant cathedral. The Catholic Church is super rich with land, with all of the holdings that they have. They really don't care about meeting the needs of the people any longer. Remember, these were the guys that were involved in the Inquisitions. These were the guys that were involved in the, you know, going to the Holy Land. These are the guys that have literally killed millions of people. Literally millions. Hundreds of thousands to millions, I should say this. You know, in all of the wars they promoted as far as trying to stop the spread of Protestantism when Martin Luther came out. You know, and he put his thesis on the cathedral doors. Guys, this organization needs to be reevaluated as far as supporting them. And I'll say this, if I was giving money to a TV preacher that I found out was doing things he shouldn't be doing, and I was actually donating money and writing checks to this person, I would probably reevaluate whether or not I should do this or not. Because sometimes you got to understand that you may have been misled, or you may have been unaware of something was going on, but guys, it's pretty clear now. This Catholic Church has got a real, real mess. In fact, I talked to a guy last night. He sold me some car cleaning supplies, and he's a Catholic, and his wife's a Southern Baptist, and every once in a while he goes with her to the Baptist church, and he finally said to me last night, he goes, well, you know, my friends have told me that they cannot believe that I'll even set my foot inside of a Catholic church because of what they're doing to these young boys and the pedophilia that's going on. And he goes, it's a real problem for Catholics to try to deal with this because it creates too much of a, it causes an incongruity. They're so supposed to be one thing, but they're not. They're something totally different. So it's a real mess. What do you think, Austin?
It is. It's got to be conflicting, especially if you've grown up in that, because you've grown up it, you've learned it. That's been pretty much your primary religion growing up. And then once you actually awake and see what's going on with a lot of that, it's got to be very difficult to cope with. So, I mean, anybody that's having that issue, I mean, that's all we can do is give you guys the truth. Everybody has to make their own decision. You have to come up with your own ideas on what you believe and your own decision on that. And that's all we do is just give you the information. But in other news as well, we're finding what we've said to be true for years, that the Islam invasion in all of the continents of the countries, all of the world, is not going to get any better. The biggest thing we've talked about before is how when they come in, they may have a very polite attitude. They may be very docile. They may not really try and promote their extreme Islamic agenda. But as they become stronger and in numbers and have more kids, they teach their kids this and they grow. And the more people that grow, the more they take over. The more Muslims are in certain areas, as you see up in areas like Dearborn, Michigan, they completely take over entire cities once they become stronger in groups. That is one of the ways the Quran even teaches them. When they're by themselves, they have to basically be humble and kind and low-key in order to deceive everybody around them until they can get large enough groups to be able to overtake. Well, we're seeing this now directly in Australia with the Muslim kids that are starting to be raised in there. Frightened teachers at Sydney's primary school have revealed students are showing extreme signs of radicalization of Islam at a young age, saying they are being traumatized by threats of beheading and violent behavior. This is the 20, 30, 40-year-old teachers are saying this about their middle school students and elementary school students. They said students as young as 5 years old are making threats and pressuring peers into reading the Quran at Punchbowl Public School in Sydney's southwest. Documents given to the newspaper reportedly revealed that at least three staff members have taken stress leave, received counseling, or paid compensation after bullying from Islamic students. Students as young as 11 have apparently threatened to behead teachers at public schools. One woman reportedly claimed it got so bad she eventually had to quit her job. She said the final straw was when she received death threats to her family from a 5-year-old and 6-year-old student, with some saying they would behead her. She also said she was abused by students when she stopped them from hanging a Syrian flag in the classroom. The woman said she was pushed into a corner by several Islamic students and they began marching around her chanting the Quran. Many of the students are reportedly spoke of family members fighting in the war in Syria, and pupils would walk out midway through a lesson to go and pray. A spokesperson for the education department did not deny the teachers of the school had been given time off or compensation. However, she said the department was not aware of any religious-related violence or bullying at the school whatsoever. So, of course, that's what they're going to say about it, because everybody wants to be hush-hush about Islam. I don't understand this. I don't understand why all these people are so scared to say anything about radical jihad and radical Islam, and everybody's too intimidated to be vocal and stand up for their rights. These professors are leaving. Teachers are leaving the school, taking time off, or either quitting because these middle school and elementary schools are becoming so violent with the kids there. And the only way they're learning this, guys, is from their parents. Nobody is born into this. As far as you know, you're not born with Islamic traits as far as all their ideology and all their satanic rituals and all their violent thoughts that they always want to promote. You're not born with that. You learn that. Their parents are teaching them to engage in this type of sadistic behavior, and now they're obviously starting to show it at school, Dad. So this is just something that's happening in America, in Europe, in Australia. All over the globe, Islam is trying to explode, and that is what they are doing, and that is the Muslim agenda. That's why, if you guys have wondered, why we have been so adamant about not allowing the giant Muslim invasion into the United States, as we see what has happened in Europe and how horrible it's gotten. Just some examples of what's going on. So I thought I'd bring that up, that it's also happened in Australia too, Dad.
They've got to destroy nationalism. They have to do that. They want a mestizo group of people. They want a mixed race. They want everybody bred together so we don't have nationalism, so the Germans aren't fighting the French, or the British aren't fighting the Germans, or the Russians aren't fighting the Americans. And that's what they want. They want to have a global government, a global control in which everybody's under the same government and all the peoples have open borders everywhere. This is what John McCain wants. This is what Lindsey Graham wants. This is why they're slamming Rand Paul. Now they got the big fight this week about it because Rand Paul doesn't want to let another country into Europe come into NATO because we have to defend them now. I think it's Monrovia. And so the problem with all of this stuff is that, you know, it's one of those deals. It's kind of, like, you know, and McCain's got to slam Ron Paul, but Rand Paul, because Rand Paul says, look, we're broke, baby. You know, what do you want us to do? We're broke. We've got all these, we keep spending more money. That's the problem with Congress. They won't budget themselves. They don't care. They don't care about deficits. They don't care. They don't care. They all have their money in their Swiss accounts, or they all have money in bullion and gold. They all have money in probably property in Uruguay and Paraguay. I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them. But that's crazy. They can leave the United States if it all breaks apart up here, and they don't care because they're set up for the rest of their lives. Because the globalists, these Sabbatean cabalists, now everybody knows what that means. Okay, they'll take care of them because they're doing their will. They're doing the will of their taskmaster. You know, the guys that are trying to raise the serpent god. Unbelievable. By the way, Jane Goodall has come out. This is a lady who worked with the chimpanzees, and she's had a very interesting quote. She said, and I love this quote, she goes, "Someday we shall look back on the dark era of human agriculture and shake our heads. How could we have ever believed that it was a good idea to grow our food with poisons?" Now I want you guys to let that sink in for just a second. Why in the world do we want to grow our food with poisons? And we have to understand something. This is what's happening all over the world because of Monsanto and because of all the endocrine disruptors they're putting to the food. Now, here's a letter from Marion Copley to Jess Rowland, March the 4th, 2013. And she was dying of cancer at this point. She was an EPA scientist. And she said basically that, you know, that Monsanto was bribing the EPA scientists, and she was a EPA scientist. And she wanted to write this letter to one of her coworkers while she was dying to try to get something changed as a last-ditched effort to try to correct this before she checked off the planet. And she writes, "Jess, since I left the agency with cancer, I have studied the tumor mechanisms and progressions of which have been very valuable during my decades of pathology and experience. And I'll pick one chemical to demonstrate my points. Glyphosate, Roundup, was originally designed as a chelating agent, and I strongly believe that it is the identical process involved in its tumor formation, which is highly supported by the literature. Chelators, now we're not talking about the good type of chelation, like to get the lead and stuff out. We're talking about this. Chelators inhibit apoptosis, the process by which our bodies kill tumor cells. They're endocrine disruptors. They basically cause free radical formations. They basically pick up the necessary minerals that you need for your immune system function. And that is a genotoxic key cancer causing product." And she goes on and on and on. And she goes, "Previously, it was concluded that glyphosate was a possible human carcinogen. The kidney pathology in the animal studies would lead to tumors with other mechanisms listed above. Any one of these mechanisms alone listed can cause tumors. It is certainly essential that glyphosate causes cancer." She's just proven it, done. She goes, "Jess, I've urged you many times, and you've often argued about your topics outside of your knowledge, which is unethical. Your trivial MS degree from 71 Nebraska is far outdated. Thus, CARC science is 10 years behind the literature. For once in your life, listen to me and don't play your political conniving games with the science that favor the registrants, which is Monsanto. For once, do the right thing and don't make decisions based on how it affects your bonuses." There you go, guys. Yep. You and Anna Lowett intimidated staff and changed MI, ARC, and final reports to favor industry. These are calcium disruptors. Greg Ackerman is supposed to be our expert on mechanisms, but he never mentioned any of these concepts. I have cancer, and I don't want these serious issues in med to go unaddressed before I go to my grave. I have done my duty." Wow. This lady's dying. She was one of the top research physicians and doctors at the EPA, and she begs Monsanto, that there are moles inside the agency, to stop lying about the dangers of Roundup and glyphosate. Austin, I don't even know what to add to that. She's saying, hey, look, guys, it's poisoning us all. Why are we doing it? Jane Goodall said one day we're going to look back and say, it's the craziest thing we've ever done to add poisons to grow our food supply. What do you think?
Oh yeah, well, I brought part of that up yesterday's show, and I mean, I'm glad you brought it up again, because people need to understand that this is something that really, really, really needs to get brought to light in mainstream media, which mainstream media will not touch so far. But this whole ideology of creating incredibly toxic elements to spray on food that we're going to eat, the whole thing on paper didn't even look good from the beginning, but the fact that it is exploded now, and now we're coming out with dicamba, we're coming out with multi-pesticide and multi-herbicide plants that they're growing to be able to handle the level of toxins that they're putting on them, and people are putting this in their body, it's going to cause significant generational health problems. And all this stuff, as you start doing the research, you see it was blatantly obvious that they did this intentionally, that it's been going on intentionally, that they've intentionally covered up all the cancerous and toxic and negative research intentionally. It's the same thing we see with almost every aspect, from the Federal Reserve to the globalist agenda with the UN, to the financial housing in 2008 bubble, to the glyphosate, to the vaccines. It all comes down to intentional, sadistic behavior that they're intentionally trying to inflict harm onto the population. That's what it all boils down to, and it all boils back down to the same thing Pastor talked about on Wednesday, as far as they want to do as much harm as they can to everybody on earth and completely destroy the environment as physically possible to try and bring up the serpent snake. It's so crazy when you start reading about this, because it sounds nuts, completely out of just loony land, Mars world, don't know where you're from, you're crazy. But then you start doing the research and more research and more research, and everything you keep finding keeps pointing back in the exact same direction, and you start putting all these pieces of the puzzle together, you realize that there really is a concerted effort by the globalist groups running this world to completely depopulize us, to completely reduce our ethics and morals to nothing, and to completely control anything and everything we're involved in, including our thoughts now, with what they've already tried to do in making the AI part of everything. It's really wild, Dad. And now seeing this stuff from glyphosate, it just confirms it that much more that EPA, another government agency completely overbloated, doesn't even need to exist, colluded with Monsanto. And we see this over and over and over and over again. It's starting to make me think that maybe the government has a little bit of corruption in it, maybe just a little bit.
Well, you know, it's like you said, these Sabbatai and Kabbalists, Luciferian Satanists is what they are. They masquerade as a sect of Judaism, as about as Jewish as a doggone porcupine, you know, in a room full of balloons. You know, it's just, you know, they're not. They're just Satanists is all they are. We talked about that yesterday, how, you know, they turn around and they claim to be one thing, but they're not. They're the serpent god people. That's who they are. They're Luciferians. That's what they are. There's a whole group of them. We got a bunch of the world leaders that are involved with these guys. So to try to classify them even as a subset of Judaism, even though they may claim to be that, is simply not accurate. I mean, that's why Jesus called them out. I liked what he said on Wednesday. We're going to play that show again on Sunday night, by the way. That's such a good show. I liked what he said on Wednesday. He said that when they were basically, when he called the leaders, these serpents, and he was yelling and screaming at them, that's what he was referring to. They were basically the ones who were working, you know, with their serpent god. And, you know, and dead men, serpents filled with dead, you know, graves filled with dead men's bones. I mean, Jesus called them out for all of this stuff. Remember, these are the same guys. These are the money changers, the Kabbalist money changers. He flipped their tables over, you know, for their selling this stuff for sacrificial stuff. And who in the world knows what they're going to sacrifice? I mean, we know that Jesus flipped a brick. I know that sounds kind of weird saying that, but he did. He started flipping tables and got a whip out, started beating these guys because he'd had enough of it. And then he calls them the children of Lucifer. And then in the Old Testament, or I'm sorry, in the book of Revelation, they call it the synagogue of Satan. I mean, you guys just think that all that stuff is just made up. This isn't the Word of God. Jesus was calling these guys out. Now, of course, we mentioned that yesterday. I'm going to say it again. We said it on Wednesday. The vast majority of the folks that are Jewish or who go to synagogues aren't involved in any of this stuff. It's just 90%. But the problem is the sect component, you know, is part of that group they claim to be, and I'm sure that the real people in Judaism wish they could disown these guys, not having to do with these nuts. By the way, ibuprofen, and now we have another article that's come out, increases your risks of heart attack by 31%. In fact, it could stop your heart. A new study reveals that a commonly consumed painkiller, wrongly considered harmless by millions, is probably causing thousands of deaths a year from cardiac arrests. According to the Sudden Cardiac Arrest Foundation, sudden cardiac arrest is the leading cause of death among adults over 40 in the United States and other countries, with about 300,000 people experiencing this every single year. Surprisingly, however, the causes of sudden cardiac arrest are still widely considered unknown. Instead, the medical profession opts for pointing the finger at vague risk factors such as LDL cholesterol. But there's something interesting about this. About 50% of these have been directly linked now towards NSAIDs, like ibuprofen. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. This is some nutty stuff that is going on with being treated with these different steroids. So we've got a lot of links now that these ibuprofen compounds and these NSAIDs are actually causing people to die from heart attacks. Now, these, you can check these statistics out for yourself. I'm reading this very quickly, so they may be a little bit off, but a lot of people are involved in this. Also, Tylenol kills emotions as well as pain. We already know that also about liver damage. So we need to really, really take a look at the natural things like turmeric to help get rid of pain. We've got a great product called Joint Relief Formula to help deal with pain, especially with joints. If you get off the nightshade variety of vegetables, if you have rheumatoid arthritic conditions, in many cases, you can completely come off of painkillers just by doing that. I mean, turmeric extract is found superior now in treating pain and for rheumatoid arthritis than many of the different drugs that are out there. I mean, this is some crazy stuff that we're learning now that's real accurate and true, but they're not going to want you to know this. Because if they take care of this problem, then you're not going to have to be on their drugs anymore. By the way, additional information has come out now on Beauty of the Beast, and I will definitely not be taking my children to see this thing. Apparently, the openly gay character probably has, he's the sidekick of Gaston now. And so he has
a pretty good,
of course. Well, Gaston's the big macho guy, so he has an openly gay character who is his sidekick, and it's unbelievable how they're destroying the family. How they're doing all of this stuff. I mean, this is just a horrible, horrible movie, and I hope and I pray that you guys don't spend your money in the box office and give this any more support than they're already going to get, because chances are it's going to be a big deal in the box office. But again, this is another Luciferian tale, the dark hero, the beast, Satan, Moloch, Pan, the other, set of Egypt. All of these different things are all about what this archetype of the devil are supposed to represent. And remember, guys, Bel actually bows down and worships this thing. I mean, this is a major, major deal for the Satanist community to release movies like this. And of course, then the light thing that we have here, the little light candle that we're basically being, that's basically a play on the word Lucifer. Because they call him Lumineer, which only further suggests that his relation to the light bearer known as Lucifer, or the candle guy. And remember, Aleister Crowley was the original beast. I mean, we gotta understand that. And so this is just a really big mess. And again, they've taken a children's story and they've turned it into this giant, sacrificial, Satan-worshipping mess. So please, don't take your children there. I think they also have the two gay characters dancing together in the movie. I mean, this is for children to see. Remember, guys, children are supposed to be watching this stuff, and it's not something that you need to send your children to, because why in the world do you want to support this Illuminati agenda, which is designed to destroy the family and infiltrate this filth into your home? It's very, very important that you understand that. In fact, in Malaysia, they have already banned the banning of this film because of what they're saying is the homosexual impact in it. So this is some crazy, crazy stuff that's actually going on, and it's going to hit the theaters here pretty quick. So, wow, avoid that movie. What do you think, son?
No, you're absolutely right. I talked about it on one of the shows a couple of weeks ago. And I mean, you got to remember, they know this is going towards children. They know a lot of kids ages 1, 2, 3, 4 and up are going to be going to see this movie. They specifically geared it for that, and they specifically implanted all this subliminal satanic imagery in this movie in a fun, humorous, sexual kind of way that makes you really look at it and go, oh, wow, that's awesome, that's cute, that's funny, that's hot. And they do it in a nice little movie that's supposed to be for young kids, so they make everybody think this is okay. I talked about it a couple weeks ago. Yeah, when they're dancing and she actually bows down and looks up to them and to Baphomet is what I call him, because that's exactly, his horns are identical to that, and his goat face, he's got these giant horns I talked about on the show. Every single story of Beauty and the Beast, whether it be the cartoons, the TV shows, the books, all of them, there's only been one show that's ever had him with horns, and that was the original 1991 Disney animation film, and his horns were like a few inches long. They actually blended in with his hair and you couldn't really even see them. Now all of a sudden in this movie, he's got these giant Baphomet horns, he's got this big old ugly goat face, he's in like got this completely satanic, sadistic approach and just demeanor to him in every single scene you see just from the trailer. I'm not even going to see the movie. And then so all this subliminal stuff is being added to it. Disney is the epitome of just satanic symbolism. It is. I mean, the imagery, the symbolism, I mean, they did that sick movie Fantasia years and years and years ago, which was all about witchcraft and Satanism and seances and all that stuff. And guys, understand, all this stuff is geared towards kids. I mean, when I was younger, you know, like The Lion King, all these other movies, I liked them when I was a kid. But then you start getting older, you start seeing a lot of the really weird symbolism they put that's extremely subtle. That is one thing Disney is phenomenal about. They are so stinking subtle about it. But the problem is now, they're getting so overt in movies like this that a lot of us are starting to see it, but without even seeing the movie. The sad part about it is, though, a lot of the general population is going to be completely blind to this movie. They're going to think it's the greatest thing this year, and they're going to take their little children to go get exposed to this satanic just imagery and everything that's in this movie. So I highly, highly advise that you do not take your kids to go see it. I will not be supporting it with my time nor my money. I don't even want to see it to even give you guys a report on it. I've already seen enough of it in the trailer that lends me to believe this movie is going to be nothing more than a giant Satan worship film, and there's no reason to go expose yourself to that when you know that's what's going to be in it.
You know what's interesting, Austin, is Disney is the master of MK Ultra. They're the master of subliminal. They're the master of Miley Cyrus. Okay, how about that pervert? They're the master of Britney Spears. How about that weirdo nutbag pervert? They're the master of Christina Aguilera. How about that weirdo nutbag pervert? All of these kids that have gone through the Mickey Mouse Club and all of these girls and singers that have gone through all of that stuff, so many of them have been exposed to this MK Ultra mind control stuff now that they're basically on the dark side. Look at Katy Perry. All of this stuff. All of these children, in many cases, have been involved with Disney as far as in their movies or in their promotions or whatever. And the sad part about it is, it's not going to get any better. Disney's going to continue to do this. They're not going to change. They haven't changed. Walt Disney himself was a member of a bunch of different secret lodges and Wiccan lodges and all kinds of other crazy stuff. And this guy was a sicko. And quite frankly, he has Club 33 for the Masonic symbolism, you know, in his parks. I mean, this guy was bad, bad news. By the way, Michael Savage, who got beat up the other day because he was talking so good positively about Michael, about Donald Trump, 74 years old, gets beat up in a restaurant. Syndicated talk show host was dining solo at the Cervino Ristorante in Tiburon with his toy poodle. And what happened is they started heckling him and then putting out the door. Verbal abuse allegedly turned physical when the jeer knocked the 70-year-old to the ground, according to the talk show's host attorney. Wow. Now they're resorting to beating up 70-year-old men. Well, I tell you what. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to do that. But the point is, why don't you pick on somebody your own age? How about that? Why don't you pick on somebody your own age and your own size and not be beating up 70-year-old guys? How about you do that? That's what I'll say about that. And by the way, guys, I'm going to be on with Doug Hagman tonight for 2 hours, first 2 hours from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sharon's also coming on. Now, Sharon's got a really interesting thing she's doing tonight. She's going to talk about keeping the liver cleansed. And she's going to talk about how that affects the skin. And she'll be talking about the top 12 things, the dirty dozen of food additives and chemicals never to put into your body. So it's going to be a really, really good show tonight. She'll be on for 30 minutes. I'll be on for an hour and a half, so you guys don't miss the Hagman show tonight. Also, I'll be back in just a second.
Okay, absolutely. Well, this is a kind of just shows you the level of ridiculousness that California has turned into. The Gold Ridge Elementary School in Folsom, California has banned the game of tag now. Principal David Frankel sent a note home to parents saying students were instructed that physical contact, including tag games, tag football, etc., were no longer yet allowed on the yard. Remember, this is elementary school. Why would they cut out these games like this? According to school district spokesman Daniel Thigpen, things have gotten just a too big physical. In this case, kids were getting too rough, so the school told them to stop playing those games. It's not uncommon for a school to enact specific recess rules to address specific behavioral problems. Students will face disciplinary action should they not comply. The punishment will begin with a referral and then a parent-teacher conference, according to the official the school. And I don't know why I didn't unplug the headset. All I hear is myself talking right now. So I apologize about that.
Okay. Odd.
You back with me?
I'm back, buddy. I'm sorry to hear you saying anything. You still with me? Are we still on?
No, I can't hear anything. All I'm hearing is myself talking the entire time.
Okay. Is it because of feedback?
We're getting a ton of feedback. Oh, it's all feedback.
Okay. Are we saying anything, or are we just kind of entertaining the audience with silence?
We started saying the audience was silent because nobody could hear anything anyways.
Okay, I'm back. Is that better now?
It's a lot better.
Okay, go ahead.
It also, too, in other news, we have Bay Area food tech startup Memphis Meats. This is pretty strange now. It's offered samples of their clean meat, which sounds all great, to adventurous taste testers in San Francisco this Tuesday. But this is not what you guys think it is. The chicken strips are grown directly from self-reproducing chicken cells in a laboratory vat. For those who tried it, said it was nearly indistinguishable from the real thing. So this is apparently good for the meat industry as the cost of meeting our country's ever-increasing demands continue to rise. Companies like Tyson and Hormel have taken note. But what's really wild about this is that people are kind of already saying, what is this all about? We're actually going to be growing chicken in test tubes now. And apparently, yeah, they've been working on it. Who knows how long they've actually been doing it for. Now they're just telling us that they're doing it. But yeah, they are actually self-reproducing chicken cells in laboratory vats and then growing chicken strips out of them. So I found that to be pretty disgusting, actually, but an interesting way to feed people in mass. But in my opinion, I really don't know what the long-term effects are going to be of doing food like this, Dad. What do you think about them doing that?
Well, it's going to always come to that. They're going to be growing stuff. You know, if you ever watched the movie with Charlton Heston, I think it was called Soylent Green, you know, back from the 70s, and they're going to start growing stuff to just feed us. Guys, it all goes back to the Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Luciferian mindset. They consider us to be animals. They don't care what they feed us, okay? Remember the other day, last year we did a story about McDonald's was feeding their patrons pink slime. Some of the nastiest stuff you've ever seen. And now I think they've stopped doing that, but the problem is they were doing that because they don't care. Give it to these people. They'll eat it. I mean, are you kidding me? Well, no, we won't eat it. We don't want to eat it. So again, the taskmasters of this planet, these Sabbateans who are involved in all of these different governments, running all of these different financial systems, running all of these different corporations, they don't care if they poison you with poisonous meat, and they'll come out later. This stuff's gonna be toxic. You watch. They don't care what they give you. They don't care what they do, as long as they can feed the goyim, they call us, the animals, to the best of their ability, as cheaply as they possibly can. That's why I get so frustrated, you know, when you start going to some so supposedly healthy grocery stores like Whole Foods, and you find out that a large percentage of their stuff's not even organic. That a large percent of their stuff is GMO, a large percent of their stuff uses pesticides, and how they don't want to label anything in their stores as far as GMO free or organic. I mean, it's the nuttiest stuff I've ever seen in my entire life. Oh, by the way, a VA hospital here in Florida has taken down the portrait of President Trump. A Veterans Affairs Hospital in Florida sensationally removed a portrait of photos of President Trump and Secretary of Veterans Affairs David Shulkin after Republican Congressman and Army veteran Brian Mast demanded they be installed. Accompanied by a group of local veterans, Mast has brought portraits of Trump
to the West Palm Beach. Ah, there you go. Remember, West Palm is the one that voted for Hillary also, one of the only counties in the state. We had Orange County that did it down here in Orlando, where Disney is. Then the other one did it in West Palm, and then Leon County and Tallahassee. They were like the three major ones. And they absolutely insisted, and now they have taken down Trump's picture. Absolutely crazy. Guys, I want to thank you for supporting us. It's been a fun week for us. We love you guys. We appreciate you. We thank you. And we honor you. We just thank you so much for supporting us, supporting Health Masters, for getting your multiple vitamins from us. And I'm looking forward to talking to you again tonight on the show with Doug and Joe. God bless you guys so much. I appreciate you. Thank you. We love you guys. Austin, it's all yours. I'll write the summary.
Absolutely. And also one last story that I thought was kind of humorous now. Carleton University has now decided to pull all body weight scales from its gym in order to avoid triggering students. This is reported by CBS News. Apparently, the universities now have completely lost all touch of reality. The paper quotes one student saying, "Scales are very triggering for people with eating disorders. That's why we have all decided to vote, and we're pulling the body weight scales out from all the gyms." The university decision to declare gravity to be intolerant is, of course, entirely predictable given academia's mission of teaching students to believe in feelings rather than laws of nature. The problem is, of course, guys, when you abandon reality and replace it with feelings, is that feelings can always be hurt by yet another offensive way nobody thought of before. So what happens when students, usually in measuring tapes, are triggered? You know, they tape their waist and say, "Well, I'm triggered now. I'm mad that my waist has gotten so big, so we're going to ban measuring tapes." Or, "The mirror's making me look big, so I'm going to ban mirrors." This whole concept with these guys has gotten so comical, it's a complete and total joke. I thought that was kind of funny, though, but it's sad, but it's true. Guys, we appreciate everything. Check us our website out at healthmasters.com. Product of the week's our Aqua Trace formula, our Ionic Aqua Trace Mineral Suspension Concentrate. Great product for distilled water. Great product to really increase electrolyte balance in the body. That's on sale for over 20% off. I know Dad is going to be doing a pretty wild show tonight with Hagman. Has a lot of good information. He's also got a different special they're going to be running with a few other products as well. So you definitely want to stay tuned and listen to that show tonight. He's going to be on for 2 hours. Really going to be fun. But like I said, guys, you need anything, email us, call us. You guys have a blessed, safe night. Enjoy the show. Have an awesome weekend, and we'll talk to you again Monday.